We'll just watch it. He's already seen it.
All right, we're rolling.
Damn, he fucking plowed her.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. That shit was brutal as fuck. Oh shit, it hasn't been a minute. Guys, YouTube, don't demonetize us.
Jeez, dude. And he, like, don't. Three teachers to get him off. And then he's still kicking.
Yeah, for audio listeners, we're watching a video of a student beating a teacher because she took away her. His what? His
Nintendo Switch.
Did he have a mental disability, dude?
Dude, he just posed a Switch. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
He did what most
that
of us...
That was a primal rage. He was going to kill her.
He did what most of us have wanted to do, but never had the balls to do it.
Good Lord. I don't want to beat Sweeten to death. Just hang him out of the window.
Just hang him from his window. That's not as bad.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's really not. I mean, would you rather choke to death or get beat to death? I'd rather choke.
I don't know.
Getting beat to death is just like pain, pain, pain for hours until you just can't.
But just that feeling of not being able to breathe as well.
Yeah, but that goes faster.
I know, but it's still like, I don't want to deal with any of this.
Do you? Yeah, and I don't want to deal with any of it.
Personally.
But would you rather just get bashed in skull by the Incredible Hulk?
No. I wouldn't wish that upon myself.
I wouldn't wish that upon myself.
Yeah, guys, welcome back to the episode 38.
Yeah.
Hello.
Could have been episode 39.
But last week we had technical difficulties.
What happened?
Someone here, not going to say names.
Someone in the production staff really made a major oopsie.
Who?
I think it was Alex.
Me?
Yes, I think it was Alex.
How?
If you don't recall the ending of the last week's episode we shot, you said something that you shouldn't have before I ended the camera, and I couldn't edit it out. Because it just would not load, so that has become lost media now.
And it was a good episode, too. All the talking points I had wasted.
That's okay.
But we have new talking points.
We move on.
Are they that good? I don't know. I don't remember them.
This week has really felt like a blur to me. Like, this week hasn't felt real to me, honestly.
This week
it's been quite strange, I'd say.
It's funny, because I think this week has probably been the most real week of all time.
The most real.
Yeah. I literally only had two talking points. Well, this episode's going to be real fun.
This episode is going to be real.
Real.
It's like, what? We have stuff to talk about.
So this week's been the realest week.
Explain.
A lot's happened emotionally. A lot of weird shit has happened. Okay. Starting Monday,
Yeah, explain yourself.
I don't want to go too depth in the podcast. I could talk to you guys more about it offline. Okay, but let's just say I dealt with a little bit of anxiety and overthinking and sadness this week. But I do have something to say. The Phoenix Arc video is in production yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The intro is made, and there will be more to come.
The intro's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
And I hope to have it up in the next week and a half. So, look forward to that.
I look forward to it.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be better than the camping video you guys seen, so... And that camping video is at least enjoyable to me, so.
Yeah, I'm excited. I will definitely give it a like and a comment on my own personal account.
Yeah, I will watch it.
And I look forward to everybody finally being able to see the stories we tell animated.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah,
because
we've only talked about it here and there on the podcast. We haven't, like, really shown them anything.
Like,
because we didn't record any podcasts or nothing.
Going into this project, that's what I have in mind, is like you and pretty much everybody else, like, literally has no clue what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Really, from like brief stories we've told. So I'm gonna try to tell the full story with everything, so everybody can see everything and
exactly what happened in Phoenix.
I'll do what I can with what I have.
Yep. He did stumble upon a lot of good footage.
I did. Mm-hmm. I have my own footage, a couple things he's sent me, bunch of things that
you asked me for some things. I sent you some things.
Oh yeah. Alex was he sent me some things from his time when he was doing electrician work here. I'll add that in there. Gotta include everybody.
Yeah, of course.
I'll even add you as a feature at the start.
Thanks. I was waiting for mine to show up.
I was just gonna say starring Alex Cole. It's just gonna be a picture of your B-roll at work with like your hard hat on and everything.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick.
And then the one picture you appear in is just going to be one of your B-reels of you at work.
And I get a starring role in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could be like, while we were having a fun-ass time, this was Alex.
Meanwhile, while me and Alex and Logan are having the greatest time of our lives, here's what Alex was doing. And it just cuts to you, and I cut the music for a second, and it's just a picture of you. And then I cut it back on, and it's just back to us.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be a quirky little funny moment that you should add.
I would be the funny guy if that happened.
I could work it in there maybe for like the part where me, Kid, and Logan come back for a day.
Are you like talking over it or is it just showing all the videos? Or is it music?
It's just probably going to be videos like the camping trip was. I'm trying to do it kind of like documentary movie style. It's kind of be like the anime and Phoenix Arc movie kind of.
Yeah, you should call it that.
I'm just gonna name the video the Phoenix Arc. It's literally the title that I roll in. I like the name, so. The Phoenix Arc is happening.
What arc are we in right now?
I don't know what to name this arc right now. And I don't know if I think I'm in a different
I think this is the early 20s arc.
I know what arc I'm in. I'm in that late Musashi teenage. Man character development arc right now.
Isn't that late teenage arc?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the arc I jumped into pretty much right when I got home.
Young adult arc.
Extremely young adult. Like, baby adult. Hello. Hello. My first words is an adult. Hello.
Crazy to think I'm going to be 20 years old this year.
Crazy to think I'm going to be 24 soon.
Yeah, he's 23. We've known him for a while, but he's been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of me meeting you in 7th grade, I was in 7th grade, and you were actually in 10th grade, and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the teacher's assistant for that class that you had.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good old sophomore Caden meeting. Yep.
It was cute.
Or no, sophomore Alex meeting 7th grade little Caden.
It was cute. You were a cute little...
You were cute. I'm not a fucking pet. I'm
not a fucking pet.
Yeah. I'm not a little mandrake, like in Hogwarts.
Yeah, you are. You're literally 4 years younger than me.
Dude, I'm like 5 years younger than you then.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe I turned 16 this year.
I can't believe you get your license this year.
I know, I can't wait to drive, dude.
It's going
to
be sick.
Oh my god, I get to drive. It's going to be just like driving Morgana.
Speaking of Morgana.
Yeah.
I got a voicemail from Jackson.
You want
saying he is sexually attracted to Morgana.
Oh. Did you get...
I showed him. You remember that, right?
Did you have video of it?
No.
You didn't screen record the voicemail I sent you?
Yeah, I'm going to screen record it and put it over to the podcast. But I got to...
We do it raw. We raw dog it.
We'll add it in.
We raw dog it.
No. Yeah, that's true. Always raw footage, you guys know. So... It's our second talking point.
Well, what I was going to say next is me and Caden, I brought this idea up. Me, Caden, and Alex wanted to put our voices into that AI thing and make like a little funny skit, like the president videos.
Those are so funny.
So we might do that because Caden was making up some funny things for our AI voices to say today, and they were pretty funny.
That's what everyone's been using is the 11 Labs. That's like the company that made it. Everyone's been using that one since it's like... the most advanced one right now, and it sounds so realistic. So.
Dude, 11 Labs swimming in that dough right now.
Dude, I paid for it. It's cool. It's only $5. I'm like, $5? What the fuck? I'll do it.
Oh, it's the one you paid for?
Yeah. So I'm like, $5 to make funny things? This is worth it.
I think it's worth it.
That's cool.
I've made some Adachi memes that are pretty funny. I have...
Seriously, though, send it to you're the club.
Send it to Nakatoka.
Yeah, send it to that too. Just send it to both of them and be like, hey, post this. You don't gotta tag me. Just, I want my shit featured.
I'll do that after this. I'll, I'll DM the same video of you at the club. He's my idol. He's my favorite Instagram page right now.
So do it, dude.
I gotta be like, dude.
And then you have to, my memes. Hey, you have to save the post that he posted on so you can always see it. Like, yeah. Thank you, Daddy. Same video of you at the club for posting my meme.
Yeah. He's the king when it comes to Persona memes, so.
I wouldn't know. I follow him, I think, but I don't get his jokes.
Yeah, if you don't play the Persona games, they will make no sense to you.
No.
We keep him 100. As I get further and further into Persona 3, I finally understand the memes I've been saving, and it's so funny now.
We keep him 100.
I've put 18 more hours into Persona 3, so I have 30 hours played right now.
I haven't even worked 18 hours this week.
I'm currently in summer break, and...
Oh. Summer break?
I like that in real life. I was like, what?
No, in the game. It's summer break right now, so yeah, it's been really fun. The music is so good.
Kane's like, yeah, I made my own summer break, so I took all of work off from starting now all the way up until August. I'm in my summer break, so now I just get to chill for the next few months.
Yep. This is my spring break. It lasts from now. Jesus Christ. My spring break is actually early, so I'm requesting it from next week until December. And
that's spring.
Yeah. And so I'm going to just take all those months off as like an early spring break, and then I'll come back.
You know, you just tell Matt you're doing summer sales again, you can just get off.
And I'm going to tell him...
You just get it off.
Have I told you guys about the buddy of mine at work that keeps trying to get me to sign up to do summer sales again, but like pest control?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, maybe I should actually accept his offer.
You shouldn't.
That would suck.
You hate doing solo, you're like pest control even more.
Yeah, I hate door-to-door salesmen. Like that video, we talked about this, but that video I saw you a long time ago,
yeah.
I hate the way they act. They're so mean to people.
They have to be soulless to get where they want to be.
I need to see that video.
We'll show you. It's pretty just fucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, you probably make a sale with fucking pest control, and it won't even feel that good because it's 1/10 of the commission you get from a solar sale, bro.
True.
So it's just
too hot to be successful in the solar business. You gotta be like built different to handle
like
that.
Like Jake Shumway.
He's built different. Literally.
He literally is. Like, brother.
Are you just kissing his ass so he doesn't make you pay the $1,500?
It's not Jake that's making him.
Jaden.
Oh, who's Jake?
He was like our mentor.
Oh.
Yeah, he knocks like 6 to 8 hours a day and sweats.
Yeah, in like 115 degree weather.
Yeah. It doesn't faze him at all.
And he drives a Tesla. And he's just like super based like that, I guess. And he's hella rich. Lives in an excess apartment complex.
Yeah. Said I went swimming at once.
I didn't go to that. Nope. I think I was the only one that didn't go to that.
You and Kate stayed.
Yep.
You guys dropped us off. And then me, Noah, Logan, and TT drove home together.
Dude, I remember the drive back. Me and her, like, got McDonald's or something. And, like, we were eating and then you guys, like, came back inside or something.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's weird? Okay, are you part of the pool party shared album that TT made?
Yeah, I've
I didn't realize... How many pictures and shit there are of you and Kate together and all that? Like, I just see all that stuff and I'm like,
dude, like,
oh my god!
For a minute, we were all over each other.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm not gonna use any of that stuff because that's just awkward.
I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah, we'll have to show them the album.
Yeah,
but yeah, reminiscing on good times,
which you guys will see soon.
Yep, look forward.
I'm excited.
But yeah, what else have I been pondering this week?
What have you guys done this week?
Play a little bit of Hogwarts.
Play a lot of fucking Hogwarts.
He got a PS5.
He's got a PS5.
Oh yeah, I did get a PS5.
And he has Hogwarts.
Yep.
And he really likes it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. I put a few more hours into it, and I'm like level 18 or 19 now. I got my broom.
I just reached level 17.
I got a brand new spells. I got Confringo. I got Depulso. Dude, the side quests for... There's a lot of side quests to get more spells now. I can do a side quest to get Wingardium Leviosa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, with, like, the plant lady.
Yeah, and then the other one, I can't remember what it is.
But, yeah, It's sick. It's
so cool.
It is cool.
Me and Caden and Sam also started a realm on Minecraft, which has been an up and down roller coaster experience. You haven't played one stone?
It's been up and down, but now it's back up. We're good again.
Because at first we started, we all liked it. Then I got on and didn't like it and didn't play.
And then me and Sam got really into it and told Jackson to get on, and he finally got on. And then last night, I had a really bad night and I got super pissed. But I got back on this morning. And
I literally called it. I was like, dude, you're just feeling this right now. Sleep on it. You're going to be fine.
It's funny.
We were like an ancient city really close to our house.
Dude, literally. So we're like our village where our houses are is on top of a fucking like iron snowy mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to like literally plant our own trees around. This is like literally Iceland. It's like Vinland Saga type.
It's like
shit.
A barren just Iceland.
We have nothing. Me and Sam spent like two IRL days, I swear, like trying to make our shit like natural to live in. We had to make a fucking farm. We had to grow wheat.
Yeah, you get the infinite water source.
You have to cover the trees. You have to cover the water with something so it doesn't freeze. Like,
dude,
it's so cold.
What if it's... Is it too late for me to join?
No. Dude, we like,
barely really...
Yeah, we haven't really... All we have
we
is...
just really
fucked Kane has a tiny house. Sam has a house. I don't even have a house yet. We have a farm, a cow pen, and a chicken pen. And then I have, like, 8 diamonds max.
I have 7 diamonds.
We haven't even gone strip mining yet. We just found those, like, walking around caves.
So we really haven't done much. It's literally just trying to make our place livable to be in.
You're invited. You're a part of it. You can join at any point.
Yes. I need to download Minecraft PS5.
Yeah.
I think this is the only PS4 version.
I saw PS5.
Is there PS5
I
now?
I thought so.
I think... I don't know.
If there is, I'm definitely going to have to get that, but...
You and Quentin and Logan have access to it, so they can even join if they want.
Holy shit, dude.
The server's called Beijing Pals.
Also, if you re-download, I want to show you our past world we made. Because we did a fuck ton on that world.
Was I in that one?
You joined for like a second, and then you like
didn't. Never played again.
You literally joined for like 2 minutes.
It was the one right before graduation. Me, Sam, and Caden played the shit out of that server.
Literally played it. We literally played Minecraft before graduation.
And he literally made that Jesse Pinkman account just so he could play Minecraft.
And I still pay monthly for it. Even all those months we weren't playing Minecraft, I was still paying monthly for it just in case we ever got on it. Now we're finally playing it. So I'm like, hell yeah, Jesse Pinkman. And literally, that's the only game I've ever played on that account. And I was like, I'm curious how many hours I have on this account. And I have like 60 hours of just Minecraft already on just that account. Because my main account got fucked for some reason. And I can't, I don't know the login.
But for some reason. Dude, but seriously, today, this morning, I literally thought, like, if you weren't playing the world anymore, I told myself, like, I don't want to play the world with just Sam. Like, I'd rather play a Terraria world with Sam than Minecraft. So I was, like, literally going to just abandon the world and just, like, start a new Terraria world with Sam and stop playing Minecraft.
Yeah, Sam texted me at, like, 10:40. He's like, dude, don't leave the Minecraft room. I got all your shit for you. Dude, please. And then I texted him, like, I just made 12 bookshelves, so we're good.
Yeah, because...
Was it Noah that took half of Sam's shit?
Yeah.
Took, like, half his iron?
Yeah. And he gave it all to me, and then I died.
Noah plays in that realm?
He's invited. He played once.
He only played one day, and he played for, like, maybe an hour or two or something.
I got to get him to play.
Yeah, if we can all play.
We can all play with, like, Noah and you, and...
We're in a nice little base, and we can, like, expand our shit. I want to, like, build, like, staircases up the... Up the mountain to like a little enchantment.
Dude, what if this is the next big server that we play on?
That's what I mean.
Dude,
it's
literally
it
has the potential. Literally, right next to our fucking village, is a massive asshole to hell that leads to that ancient city, bro.
They call it the devil's asshole.
It's the Satan's asshole.
What if after this we went home and played it?
Well, let's play tonight. I know you're getting excited. Just start downloading Minecraft from your phone, and we can play tonight.
Yeah, we gotta hang out, and then tonight we can play it.
Yeah.
We can stay up and play it.
I'm just gonna go home anyways, guys.
Okay, see ya.
I'm just too excited. I gotta... No, but seriously, our world is super cool.
I think it's fun.
I'm gonna get Noah to play.
At first, I hated it. Me and Kate and Loki both hated it, because there's Sinky Snow. Have you encountered that yet?
Just where...
It's like quicksand, but snow. Mm-hmm. And you can, like, fall through it and, like, fall into holes or get stuck and, like, freeze to death.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wear leather boots, you don't sink into the snow.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, so he hasn't even experienced the warden yet or anything.
Nuh-uh.
That shit is so scary.
Dude, you don't even know.
I don't.
You don't even know.
I'm completely blind.
You think you're ready, but you're not, bro.
I know I'm not ready, so I don't even try. I don't try anymore.
Yeah, guys. The warden don't play.
No, we don't.
He does not mess around. He is terrifying. We had, like, what, 3 wardens at one point last night, or 2?
Yeah. And it's all Sam's fucking fault,
dude.
He
kept fucking setting it off. I was getting so mad with him. I'm like, Sam! And he kept laughing every time.
I know. I knew at some point, like, he was doing it all on purpose and then playing it off as he was just stupid.
Dude, he literally walked on top of the fucking soul thing and activated the signal. He literally walked on top of it.
Dude, we were all literally running away from a warden, and mid-run, he stops and eats food and summons another one.
I had to keep teleporting to someone because there was a warden directly in my face.
And you know what sucks even the most? He kept spawning those fucking things, and guess what? We were the only ones that died. We died, and he didn't die.
I died, like, so many times, and then that final time I died, I'm like, dude, I literally couldn't see shit. It's pitch black, and Sam kept saying, Kaden, jump down there, jump down there. But I literally can't see anything. The darkness is crazy. It's pitch black in there. You can't put down any torches, because if you do, it'll send a signal and activate another one. Yeah,
like, you literally can't make any noise. You can't eat
like
food.
If it
you
spawns, you're fucked. Armor. If you make any sound, that shit spawns, and you are fucked. Your best bet is walking on wool and carpet.
Yeah.
There's no Minecraft PS5.
I thought so.
I've been playing PS4. I don't think there's PS5.
So. I mean, how could you make PS5? What, make it 60 FPS or something?
4K.
Yeah.
Super realistic.
Does it not look good enough already?
No.
I think it looks good.
No.
Yeah, I think it looks fine.
Oh, does it?
Okay. Says the one who hasn't even played in a while.
Yeah, says the one that doesn't even play Minecraft.
Says the one that...
Dude, the last world I remember playing with you was that world where me and Caden shared a house and Sam and Ryan shared a house. And you made a block house right across from me and Caden's house and never played again because you hated the new Java version or something. No, Bedrock. Because we had just transferred to Bedrock and you hated Bedrock and you wanted Java, but Java was gone.
I got used to Bedrock.
Later, but like when we first started that world, like you would not play
the giant block on top of the villager's house.
No, that was before that. I'm talking about the one after.
That was our
like first one.
What did we do? I don't remember this world.
This one was more like meh.
It was after that one. It was like a few months later.
It was during COVID.
Yeah, it was during COVID.
I don't remember.
So like a year later. We made it in. It lasted only a few days because we beat the Ender Dragon
pretty quick and all that. Me and Kaden lived in like this weird house together, and I remember
Sam built that. Who built that really weird bridge? Like a,
I did. I was building a massive bridge over to Sam and Ryan's house because their house was across the river.
Yeah,
it was.
And I refused to move there. I literally just put a little shack on the sand for the night, and then turned into the house.
Yeah.
I need to go back in that. I don't remember that world at all.
I'm pretty sure Sam or Ryan has it.
Damn it.
It might be Ryan who has the world.
Oh, that's never coming back.
Probably. Who made our first world?
It was Ryan.
Damn, he has that shit.
I wish we could have revisited that.
My fucking castle's a parkour course. It's not even nice, dude.
We could probably get him on.
Dude, Sam's tried. We've literally invited Ryan to the realm, too. He's part of it, but... He just doesn't
get on the old world.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, in general, he just won't get on for anything.
Yeah, we could probably get him to.
He just doesn't play anymore. He doesn't do PlayStation. Literally hasn't been on in months. He's busy with whatever he's doing, I guess.
We literally, last year, right, as we started the realm me and Sam and Caden loved last year, before graduation, we invited him to that, too. And we're like, dude, you should play with us. He's like, yeah, I'd probably hop on. Play, you know, a couple days. He never did.
Nope. Dude, that world last year was sick. I made that, like, staircase down and the little enchantment room, and
we gotta show you. We're gonna show him it tonight. He made a GameCube, we had a huge death arena.
You gotta see my house.
We built underground, like, lava walls. It's
and then cool. I started digging that underground battle arena tunnel, and we did that for the commands.
Yeah.
That was cool. That room is cool, dude. That's sick.
We'll show them tonight.
Yeah.
It's a sick world. I think that's my favorite world
we've ever
been in. It's been fun.
Happy.
Oh, dude, you just ripped these?
Dude, I'm gonna...
Our fucking strip mines, like the big massive chunks me and Sam dug out at fucking Bedrock.
What?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Continue. Dude, we made a beacon in our underground strip mines so like we can mine faster and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We killed the Wither before we killed any other boss.
Yep. And then, for some reason, Sam decided to, like, spawn in an Ender Dragon in the real world, and it, like, terraformed our entire, like, house. Destroyed everything.
Why did he
We went that? Into the battle arena, which is, like, I don't know, 70 blocks underground.
Yeah, it's
And it's, like, a little cube. He spawns the Ender Dragon in the cube, and it shoots through the wall, and through he just goes through all the blocks and destroys the entire fucking... Like, there's a huge tunnel. You can get to our battle arena through the ocean now.
I think we fixed it, right?
Yeah, it's blocked off, but the tunnel.
Luckily,
the
he didn't go up
there.
And decide to like wreck the house.
Seriously, we had to spawn kill him because we were not about to take him on right where all our shit was. But by far, I think the warden was the hardest.
Yeah, we had full netherite armor. We thought we were prepared.
Fully enchanted too, like with all protection 3 and all that shit.
We still got
our asses whooped.
Jesus
Christ. He does not play.
He is a tank.
Literally, like, I've seen people fighting him where they have, like, mods and they have, like, a super powerful shield and they're, like, blocking and eating a bunch of golden apples. It takes a bunch of hits.
He's a lot of health.
He's just a fucking, like, bullet sponge. He just has so much health.
And he does a lot of fucking damage. And he has, like, solar fucking. Solar screens like, that can go through blocks.
He can two-hit you in full netherite armor.
Why? So are you not supposed to fight him?
No, you want to avoid
like,
him.
The point, like, the ancient city has a lot of good loot, but it has so much good loot, but it's hard to get because, like, if you make any noise, those wardens are going to spawn, so you literally have to like, sneak around, you have to, like, plan, strategize, like, put wool down, like,
to, like
it's really
do parkour
scary.
Across to get up certain areas. And...
It's scary.
And oh my god!
And the
dude.
Ancient cities, they're massive. They are huge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're a real city. Like, that shit just keeps going and going and going. Jeez. So there's so many chests we still need to get
like,
in there.
And you play, like, in silence. And you hear every noise. And, like, when you, if you barely move, you're like, you'll hear, like,
the best
signal will go off. And it'll be, like, a scream, like a blood-curdling scream. Sending a signal. And then it'll go dark. And either he'll spawn and you'll hear him like coming out of the ground like, or he won't spawn and you'll just get your vision back and it'll just.
What if it is it a roll of the dice?
It's like once so you get down there, you have like 3 signals before he actually.
Yeah,
starts
so there's like different
coming.
Levels. So like when you activate, like if you step on something and it makes a noise and the signal goes off,
like the security
signal,
goes up.
The mm-hmm. security goes up and you get darkness. And the more the security goes up, the darkness lasts longer. And so there's, like, 3 levels of darkness. And then the 4th level, if, like, you set it off again, that's when the warden spawns.
Yeah.
And so there's a bunch of those placed around. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you really fuck up, you're spawning multiple wardens, you're getting blinded from everywhere, and you're dead.
And like I said, every noise, every jump, every
Even
step.
Even when you jump
every,
on freaking wall, it makes noise.
Every armor put on, every
so
chest open.
How are you supposed to get around it?
You really just have to, like...
Sometimes you can get really lucky with the signals. Like, if you open a chest, sometimes it won't send a signal. So it really is like a roll of the dice. It's like roulette with your life down there.
Jeez.
They don't play. It's scary.
And like I said, once you hear that fucking ground noise of it coming out, you run the other way as fast as you can until you can find a hallway of wool or until you can crouch and, like, sneak around. And he makes you blind once you're close.
Dude, he's a big motherfucker, too. He's, like, twice your height. He towers over you. Like, he's blind, so he, like, uses smell. So sometimes when you're hiding in the dark and you're still not moving, he'll be right, like, right in front of you. And he's, like, this massive, like, ogre-type beast. He literally just...
He'll just smash you. Or if you try to run away, he'll shoot his solar breath at you or whatever. Like, it's just... Yeah. That's the warden.
Literally, he probably has, like, 250-pound arms. Literally just...
He's like the Hulk in the Burger King commercial.
Literally. So yeah, our Minecraft realm has been fun. Quite fun.
This sounds cool.
I need to build a house still, so...
I don't know. Where are you going to do that?
I was thinking about, like, you know when you go to your house and look left and there's, like, a little bit of the mountain right there?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to put something up there and then bring a path down and it can also wrap around, like, the pond and the cow pen. You'll know when you...
That shit.
Yeah.
I was going to do it.
You can be my neighbor.
No, I wanted to do that. I was going to move there first.
I'm going to do it first.
Oh. I already said I was going to do it. I said to Caden the other day. My remember house is
like
on?
Mine's kind of like a Japanese little tower.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. It is. I know what you're talking about. I was like,
my basement is my proudest work, though. I made it all creative mind, no tutorials. And it's quite cool. The patterns are sick.
The patterns are sick.
The patterns are sick.
I have to build another room, though. I have to continue. I don't know what I want to do with the other room.
You need
though.
To go higher in the tower.
Yeah, no, like Hogwarts.
I'm building a secret base downstairs.
Yeah, but like if you want a Japanese tower, you gotta make it a little taller.
Yeah, dude, it's kinda short.
It's only two levels.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah, it's like a short little tower. And then there's just like a secret basement.
Dude, come on.
Because it has I don't know where I got the rose petals, but I mined them somewhere and it like leaves some like green waves effect around. So like we had that effect going around our little village. Yeah. It's cool.
I know.
Yeah. Really cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't you love the cat Otis?
Yep.
Yeah, the one I pulled all the way from the grasslands.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Sam went on a little cow adventure.
Yeah. We went in with the intention of getting four cats. Mm-hmm. And we only came out with two.
Only two.
Because Sam's cows got blown up by a creeper.
Dude, I was there when that happened. He's like, no! Didn't your cows, like, fall through the snow? Or whose cows?
Sam's were. He was like, no, get out!
Yeah, cows are not built for the snow. Nothing is.
And leather boots are, so they are built for the snow.
True. Ooh.
You do get leather from killing cows, so they can't build the snow.
Yeah. Making these connections. Yes. They were made for it.
Yep. Jerry, what are we looking at here? 31 minutes. Why don't you say anything, Jerry?
Thank you.
Okay, we hit our...
You going to hop in the realm anytime soon, Jerry?
Yeah, we should.
Come on.
We should invite him. You should invite him.
I will.
Jared, you better join. Like,
hey,
I better see you tonight.
I have a good idea. I have a really good idea.
Mm.
So you know how I was talking about how we should do those AI voice presidents things with us, though?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do us and then add Jerry Seinfeld and voice lines for him.
That would be really funny.
That would be cool.
That would
be
Jerry.
That's Jerry. We'll be real at that point.
Yeah.
After this, I'll work on that. I need to re-record yours, and I need to do one of me, and then I guess I'll just... get a voice clip of Jerry Seinfeld on YouTube.
Yeah. Yay!
And we can...
Fuck you, Jerry.
Hey, it's me, dude. That's what the AI is going to sound like.
Yeah. Well, hey! You should do your voice as Jerry. Hi, it's me, Jerry Seinfeld.
Like, I should record the clip and then put that in the AI?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the deal with podcasts?
I'm a bee!
I'm Barry B. Benson!
What's up with that?
What's up with Barry B. Benson?
You like jazz?
Welcome back to the jazz center.
You should do Barry B. Benson instead of Jerry. Yeah.
Why should we add him? We don't have to Barry B. Benson.
No, because that's Jerry's voice, it'll sound like Barry B. Benson. But it's his voice, but it'll sound like him from that movie.
I think I'm just going to use the voice clip of Jerry Seinfeld from the
Do Seinfeld a clip
show.
From a goddamn movie!
No, I'm going to do Seinfeld from The Seinfeld Show.
Okay, Jerry, because that is Jerry.
Yeah, that is Jerry. That's literally Jerry.
It is Jerry.
Jerry. So, you guys just been working this week?
Yep. I built Legos yesterday, and I'm almost done with them.
Oh, what did you build? What is it?
We put the leaves in the stem. We finished the pot.
I remember when you bought that.
Yeah, we finished the pot, and we put the leaves and the stems going up. Well, she did the stems and the leaves. That part was so boring.
Interesting. I've never really wanted to build flowers, but I understand.
It was for Valentine's.
Yeah.
That's why I want to get that DeLorean, dude!
That DeLorean, I want it!
They have more in stock now. Barnes & Noble, we went there today, and Alex should have bought us some.
Seriously, what the fuck?
Elfriend. Just kidding.
Fuck you guys.
But maybe when I get some more money, maybe if they still have them, I'll be like, now's the time to cop.
Cock! That was a type of cock.
That's not what I said.
Hey, fuck cum. Come here, fuck cum. Oh, good little fuck cum.
What's his name? Bastard and...
Oh, fuck
Badger?
Cum. What's up? What's his name? Bastard and fuck cum?
Bastard and fuck
cum. That's a comedy duo right
What's
there.
His name? Bastard and fuck cum?
Welcome back to the Bastard and fuck cum show. Hopefully this isn't going to get taken down.
I don't think it will.
Did you take Bastion Walk? Fucking.
No.
No, I won't. Not.
I will, though. Don't worry.
Honey, did you take Bastion Fuck Come on their walk yet?
No,
no, Mom.
I'm playing Final Fantasy!
I like how his voice was, no, mom, and yours was, no, mother.
I don't know why I said no, dear. I was trying to be like the, I was trying to be the husband.
Yeah. Dear, could you get down here and feed Bastard and Fuck Cum?
I killed Fuck Cum last night. There's only Bastard left.
That was funny. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, so New Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo Wii. What a revolutionary game. New Super
Mario Bros. I'm going to be honest, I agree.
You didn't even play that game.
I haven't either.
I played it.
You have either?
Played a house.
I have played that game, and I've beaten that game many times.
Many times.
I played like once or twice.
You guys played New Super Mario Bros. 2?
No.
Oh, that one's mid, but I beat it twice.
I played both the Galaxy games, though.
And those are good!
Can I say something to reveal?
I love Galaxy games. Dude, you need to! Galaxy is...
I don't have a Wii, though!
Sunshine's good, too.
I mean, I could play Galaxy port on Switch, but...
No, no.
You can't even buy that anymore, nope. Right?
But, I mean, I have it, so if you want to just borrow my Switch...
Yeah, dude, let me borrow your Switch and I'll play Galaxy.
Isn't there one called, like, the Top 3 or something like that?
It's 3D All-Stars. I have it. So I have Sunshine 64 and... Galaxy on my Switch. And I've beaten Galaxy twice.
It's such a good game.
It's so good. Soundtrack is so based.
I know, dude.
The gameplay is so fun.
You beat it twice since the port came out? Or
yeah.
Dude, I beat it so many times.
I've been thinking about playing through and beating it again because I wanted to write an essay on it, but I haven't started it yet. But dude, yeah. Banger of a game.
It is. Everything about it is cool.
Everything about it is so good.
I do like the music.
I was just thinking about the Bumblebee theme song from the Bumblebee Galaxy.
I think about that, like, or like...
At work, I was thinking about that song.
Like the Galaxy where you use the pole stars to get around the asteroids, and it's just like, just so cosmic.
So epic and cosmic.
It's so perfect. It's like so space.
Years later, we're still talking about this game. That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, it came out in 2007.
That's how you know you have a good game.
Thank you, Miyamoto-kun.
I was only 3 when your game came out.
Thank you, Miyamoto-chan.
Thank you for letting me play this game at my young ages.
Miyamoto-san.
Saz.
Saz. Pray to Saz.
Pray to Sus.
Pray to Sus.
Jerry.
Pray to the Among Us lords that Among Us gets canceled and was never remembered by the world as a video game, and we can all wipe it from our memory.
You know what? I just got wiped from my memory and then rearranged.
What?
What?
Fall Guys. I forgot that game was existed.
Fall Guys is fun. I played that recently.
Dude, apparently the player base has dropped so fucking much.
I'm sad. Why? I kind of like it.
Because it's just kind of falling off. It's a man right now.
What's bad about it? It's the same game.
Exactly. It probably are. It's repetitive, so nobody's playing it anymore.
Maybe the new season's not cool because they got rid of the Dr. Eggman collab.
Seriously?
That's the reason.
Then again, I liked playing Fall Guys when I played it when I got home. That was fun.
Yeah, I got on and did a few matches with my cousins. It's fun. I like it. Ooh. I still have it, so if you guys have it.
I think I deleted it because it's a PS5 version and it was taken.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't even
know there was two. I think there was two versions, but I think I only had the PS4 version. How? Why would you do that?
I was being Donkey Kong.
Oh my gosh!
That was a good one, huh?
Big old monkey man.
Yeah.
It's a big old orange orangutan, Donnie.
Donnie?
What is that?
Who's a Donnie the orange orangutan?
Yeah.
Donald Trump. The president's
playing. You call Donald Trump Donnie? Donnie.
Donnie, shut up, you orange orangutan.
Good one, dude.
Those videos are...
Joe Biden.
That is easily the best meme of the decade.
So far.
I think so.
So far.
It's so funny. Every video makes me laugh. Even games I don't play, I think it's still funny.
Me too.
It's like the script people write for the presidents to say, it's genuinely so funny. There's a lot of funny people out
there. I want to see a Terraria one.
There's probably one out there.
How? Well, who would talk?
They're playing Terraria.
Characters talk. Who would even talk?
Who would even care about that?
What? Yeah.
Dude, I didn't say that.
Who would even care?
I would care. I want those videos. I saw one of Persona 5, which was pretty funny.
They're all playing Persona 5?
Well, Donald Trump and Joe Biden were. Not Barack Obama. He was at that time.
Poor Obama.
He always getting knocked down.
Obama didn't get to experience that Persona 5.
Which he definitely
Obama. Obama and your mama.
Hey, little mama. My name is Heather.
Oh, little mama, Obama.
That's a good one, dude.
That's a good one.
The face was just...
Kaden looked so normal.
I'm totally normal.
Kaden, did you see how...
not a robot, I guess.
Did you see how crazy you looked in the first video of the Phoenix video?
So I was crazy. I was just acting funny. You know?
You look crazy.
I guess you'll have to show Alex and see if he thinks
you
look
crazy.
You look
crazy, huh?
What?
In the first video, the Phoenix video?
Where he's like, hey guys,
we're...
No, that's where it's the bib.
That's the bib.
Yeah, he's like, that's a good sandwich. He looks psycho.
Logan?
No, he does.
Yeah, his hair.
Because I'm bald?
Yeah.
Your bald you is scary.
Yeah, your hairline is already so far back, and you're shaved it down, and you're, like, super young, and it's fucking bleached.
That's me.
He had the bleach.
Oh, what's wrong with you, then?
Oh, what's wrong with that?
What?
Your hair was yellow.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, my hair was yellow.
He was Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, I was Eminem.
Yeah, he was Vanilla Ice. That's yeah, he's Eminem.
I thought your hair was yellow, too.
No.
I wanted him to do it, but he said no.
I didn't want to be in Mr. T Lexify. Fuck. Yellow hair.
I'm Mr. T Lexify. Fuck.
Yeah, his opinion of Hogwarts Legacy made me mad at him.
Tell me what his opinion is. I don't even know.
Oh my god. He tweeted out, he's like, yeah, the story was like a 1 out of 10, but I skipped all the cutscenes. Huh?
Bruh.
He's like, yeah, the combat's like an 8 out of 10, though. I'm like, how can you rate the story a 1 out of 10? There's definitely... Hogwarts Legacy is not that bad. And how can you rate it 1 out of 10 if you skip all the freaking cutscenes, bruh? That's stupid.
It's just literally adding lore to the Harry Potter Wizarding World.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm a real big Harry Potter fan, so I'm really eating this game up. I'm having just, like, such a fun time exploring Hogwarts.
Damn straight.
It's I'm so not cool. a Harry Potter fan, and I think it's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I was thinking. Like,
I bet there's a shit ton of new fans who are, like, haven't really experienced Harry Potter, who are this is like their first Harry Potter thing.
It's me.
Yeah.
I think I saw something about that where people were like, you know, most people experience the Wizarding World first through Harry Potter movies, but now they have a new medium to check it out through in this new game. So we'll see how many new fans we get.
Dude, it sold like hotcakes. It sold 12 million units in 2 weeks, and Elden Ring has sold like 20 million so far in total. So it's quite popular.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you make a good game, you make good money.
That's true.
Yeah, dude, I'm just so glad it came out and it's actually just so good. I'm really glad I didn't watch any spoilers. Like, I really didn't expose myself. So, like, when it came out, it's just my first experience and it's... Yeah, I literally did not really see any trailers for it except, like, the first initial reveal.
I saw nothing on it at all. Until you played it for the first time.
Oh...
And then I saw, like, a TikTok showing off, like, the combat and stuff. I'm like, damn, this looks cool.
I know. I think that's the same video I saw. That's the early video I saw.
You showed me a video of the combat.
Yeah, the combat looked sick.
And it is cool. It's so fun.
It is. Quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I had this, like, level 30 requirement side quest, and I tried doing it to kill this big-ass spider, and I got decked. So
You got decked. The spider just came up and went...
Yeah, dude, he like killed hard. Me in one hit.
He dicked you hard.
I'm severely under level for that.
This
so.
Dick made you hard.
I wonder what the max level in this game is. I'm still putting hours here and there.
Me as well.
My main priority is Persona 3 right now, so. And Minecraft.
Putting
in a lot of Minecraft hours.
I'm gonna play Minecraft tonight. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited that he's excited. I'm excited that he's coming.
It's gonna be sick. Dude, I was also mad last night because, like, I died and that was, like, the last of the iron I had. And because we're fucking in an iron shortage, or at least I was. Oh. And then today, before Jackson came over, I found, like, a stack of iron. So we're good now.
We were in an iron shortage because we stopped mining at levels where iron spawned and more diamond spawned.
True. Rookie mystery.
Right, we need to, like, find some place to, like, start a strip mine or something.
Yeah, I want to do it, like, right below where we live. We're gonna dig the hole and use the soul sand to suck us down and push us up itself, right?
Well, yeah, but like, where are we gonna build that though? Like,
Why don't we do it where? No,
because we could like go down the waterfall we made into that big massive cave and like build a staircase from there at some point, just down, and then start strip mining. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
I just had an idea to turn our fish pond into, like, add a waterfall to our fish pond. And I'm thinking about how I'm doing it, and I'm doing it.
I'm thinking about it, too, right now.
It's like,
a good spot.
Isn't it, like, right next to, like, that little...
Yeah, it's right at the cliff, so the water can just come right down the cliff.
Yeah, you know that spot.
That'd be sick. And then we can go up on that cliff and add a little water source and then build around that.
That's cool.
Dude, ideas are flowing.
Yep, the ideas were really flowing. With my basement, I usually look up, every time we played Minecraft, I usually just look up a guide for my house. But I'm like, this time, I'm just gonna do what I'm feeling like. And I just made what I was feeling, and it's cool now, so. I don't think I'm gonna build a quartz house, because I've done that like 2 times now.
Yeah, don't make yourself suck in the nether again.
I'm only gonna get quartz for that XP.
Yeah!
You know what? Screw the nether.
You know what? Screw the nether.
We've had a lot of hard times in the nether. It's scary in there as well.
Dude, I killed you in the nether once.
Have you experienced the new nether much either?
No.
No, it's bad.
Dude, it is fucking hard.
The piglins really? Don't play.
No, what? None of the shit plays.
What is? What's
the piglin fortresses, bro?
So there's a bunch more mobs. There's like piglins and like these pigs with crossbows that shoot you. And of course you have your zombie pigmen. And you have these like magma crocs, right? That come up out of the ground? No, that's a swamp thing. Never mind.
You have the Pumbaa boars, like massive ass pigs that fucking kill you.
So there's a bunch more mobs, plus you always got your ghast and your blaze and your wither skeleton, which are
there's like new annoying biomes enough. As well.
New biomes, like soul sand biomes, and it's like forest biomes, and it's like really, really fun to explore now, rather than just like to go there to get XP. Like, it's fun to explore. And nether fortresses are very rewarding.
Nether fortresses and the piglin fortresses, which got loot in it.
Yeah.
And they are hard, because a lot of those piglins spawn.
Mm-hmm.
And once they got all the crossbows and they're all shooting at you,
yeah, it's rough.
There's a lot of holes in the ground too, so you fall a lot. And
but yeah, it just makes the game even more fun. Like, the Nether's way more fun now than it used to be.
Dude, yeah. I just thought we have so much shit to do in our world. We in our last world, we didn't even go to the end.
I know.
Explore the end cities. I want the elytras.
You know what? You want to know why? Because you did what you did last night. You died at the end of the dragon fight and got off without saying anything. And me and Sam finished it.
Yeah, you do that shit a lot. It's annoying.
Me and Sam finished it, but we didn't go to the end cities. But you know what we also didn't do? We didn't explore the oceans in our last world.
Oh, you know the oceans with the most loot?
We conquered one of those, I think.
Oh, wait, you and Sam did. I never did. That's what it was.
Yeah, because I think you were, like, busy during your vacation or something.
Yeah, I was off.
We actually did it. But yeah, we need to do that in this world as well. We haven't come across any of those.
Poppy's leaving.
We haven't even, like, come across oceans. It's just, like, rivers.
Yeah, that's true. We really gotta, like... I want to find a woodland mansion in this world, too.
Dude, yeah, we didn't find that.
Because we need those... The things in the hand. The totem poles. The dying of totems, or whatever they're called.
Dude, all the shit that we did in our last world was just, like, make our world cool and build shit.
We didn't really, like, do Minecraft stuff. We just, like, let's make our base look sick as fuck.
Yeah.
That's literally all we did.
And...
But it's still fun, though.
And we explored the nether. That's it. We didn't, like, do the end cities. We didn't do any of the oceans.
We went into the end city to try to fight the warden once, and we got our ass clamped. Oh. And then we're like, okay, we're not.
The ancient city. Yeah, we did that. That's like, yeah.
That's like the last.
That was our first encounter. Oh, my God. I was on my Switch.
That was brutal, bro. That was scary. Our first genuine reactions. That was really terrifying.
I know. Nobody had the chance to clip it.
So...
Lost forever.
I know. It was lame, too, because people at the time were posting, like, warden reactions on YouTube, and they were, like, doing good, and I was like, damn, we could have had, like, maybe a funny video.
It would be my first.
Yeah, we'll get your reaction.
I want to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can, Sam said you can, there's, like, a spare room, so I'm sure you can.
Oh, yeah, you can crash in his spare room.
Yes.
I just sleep in the bed next to him.
Oh.
You still do? That's cute. Oh, yeah, because you don't even have a house. You literally just have a chest.
I was looking up houses to build last night, and then you guys were like, let's go to the ancient city. And I was like, fuck, okay, I'll just go there.
You just have what you want.
No, I haven't found anything yet.
Damn. Are you gonna try to like do the same, like same blocks as we? Or are you gonna do like different blocks?
Same blocks as we.
I think
because I used like the same blocks and made it match with Sam.
I think I'll try to make a match.
Because it looks cool in like the spruce trees. But
yeah, it looks.
I mean, you can do whatever.
It looks like we live in kind of like wood in the house. Yeah. But it looks like we're in a village.
Yeah, it's cool.
Is there lots of spruce trees around?
Yeah, we've added it.
Add
some vegetation.
Yeah.
We still need, I need to add more, but I'm adding a lot, though.
All I know is how to make a fucking rectangle house.
I look up videos.
You can like, have Sam help you. I had him help me with, like, my house and my room.
I'll look up videos.
Yeah, I look up videos, or, oh yeah, in our last world, I looked up this beach house tutorial, made it, and just lived in it.
He did make that beach house.
And it was sick. It looked sick.
It was cool. I remember someone spawned, like, 8 wardens in there.
Yeah! Fucking get on, there's wardens in my house.
Because Sam spawned them in there, because... Dude,
tell them about your pet warden you guys had.
We had a... Yeah, we had a pet warden, Sam, trapped in, like, a wool box. So he couldn't hear us, and he was just, like... You could see him through glass, but he couldn't do anything. So he was just trapped in there.
How could you see him through glass if he was in a wool box?
Like, there was... He was trapped around a wall, but then there was, like, little cuts with glass panes in it. So you could see him in there. But, like, that's when you're funny. On wool, like, they can't hear.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, it's completely muffled in there, and you can just see them chilling. So we had, like, one warden trapped, like, in our little house area. I built a dropper and a parkour course.
Because we had this massive hole in the middle of the ocean. Because
me and Sam mined a chunk out where he, like, commanded a chunk out, and then we built a parkour course out of that all the way up. And there's one block with water in it. And so it's also a dropper, so you can go down and try to land in that singular block. It's fun. Or you can try to do the parkour course up.
Sam completely terraformed our mountain and hollowed out a piece of the mountain.
Oh, that's cool.
To build his house into.
He built a mountain to build his house on.
If I have to be honest, the world looked a little better when his house wasn't there.
You think so?
Yeah. I liked having that open space where I could see the swamp and shit. And we used to have our enchantment table over there.
We have the fallopian tubes.
Oh, yeah. We have the fallopian tubes. Where, it's like, whatever you find in the mines, you can go put in a chest and it'll shoot up to the top. And
in
a chest where you can pick it up next to your house.
That's cool.
It was cool. We need another one of those.
That's why it's nice having Sam around, because he's like a builder, a redstone guy.
He's the redstone guy, for sure. I don't know.
He's always like, dude, look at this redstone contraption. Look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one.
I know.
I'm like, dude, this is cool.
He was watching me in my basement, like, building my house when it was just us playing. He's like, dude, like, don't put that door there. Like, I'll make a redstone contraption. It'll be, like, really easy. Like, let me put it down for you. Yes. I'll even do it for you, dude. I'm like, Sam, can I just build the house how I want it?
It's cool.
Yeah, he's helpful to have around. He has a lot of Minecraft knowledge.
That's cool.
As we all do. At least I do. I have some knowledge.
I'm pretty dumb in Minecraft.
You play... do you play on the mode where... You have to craft each item without knowing its recipe?
Yeah.
I don't. I just have, like...
I do that.
I play, like...
So that. I have the most knowledge, and you have the most knowledge.
Sometimes I have to look up weird ones.
But, like, I know how much I need for each, so, like, in a way, I know.
Mm-hmm. It's like I like building thing. The shape out. It's
fun. But it's just... Yeah, that's fun, but sometimes it takes too long, and I just, like, make it immediately, so... Mm-hmm. I just have that on.
It's quicker with my mouse, so I understand. Moving that cursor back and forth is a little slow.
Yeah, with the cursor, like, use the pointing, D-pad. Clicking it, it sucks. So
oh, yeah?
It's, for controller, it's definitely better to play the other way. I feel like if you're on keyboard, it's way easier to do the point and click.
I bet.
So yeah, that's how I sort my inventory and play around. But yeah, this is going to be, what, the first Minecraft realm you joined in like 3 to 4+ years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whole new me.
A whole new you.
I mean, we played Minecraft a bit in 2020, I mean, with Crimson and...
Oh, yeah!
You guys had that, and I was never a part of that, I remember
that world.
Yeah, I just remember, like, getting pissed off and never playing the world again, and someone trashing my house or making it in a dirt box or something.
Oh, that was me instead.
I just remember being an anarchist and torching the whole forest.
Wasn't that...
Setting it ablaze.
Wasn't that you, him, Sam, Quentin, and Crimson?
Yeah.
And Kobe, or...
No.
No. It was just like us five.
Yeah, you guys. Mm-hmm. It was all you guys.
It was fun for a second.
I liked it until the end.
You got, yeah, you played
you the most. Crimson, you and Crimson played it the most. Yeah. I feel like that's your guys' world.
I remember joining your late night video calls and my early morning gym sessions and playing playing music over the radio, and Kane's like, gosh, you guys hear that? What is that music?
Yeah, bro, that was super trippy when we'd still be up, but you would be up at the gym.
Yeah.
I know, because you guys being up at 2:45 was me being up at 4:45.
That's funny.
Up at 4:45, damn.
Me and my dad gets up at 2:45.
What time does he go to sleep?
Oh, yeah. Does he go to bed at like 7?
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Damn.
What does he do in the morning?
Go to the gym.
For how long?
Until like 5.
He goes to the gym for like 3 hours in the morning.
Dude, he's getting deployed soon again in a year. He's going to Egypt. And he said the whole time he's there, he's just going to be like focusing on his craft and refining all his muscles and working like 5 to 6 hours a day in the gym. He is like going through his Musashi arc.
Oh my god, damn.
He's like ready. He loves it.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
So yeah, he's going to be in Egypt lifting.
Nice job, Mr. Papa Boatwright.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna get deployed to the Soul Society, so.
Oh! Soul Society, damn right. Guys, I was
Soul
Lotus.
Soul Society, damn right.
I was Lotus Juice from the hit song Mass Destruction for Persona 3 there.
Soul Society.
I wanna go there.
Hey, Lincoln.
He's looking at you.
Oh, dude, $5. I'll take that.
Thanks. Hey, Dibs, man, Dibs! Hey, Dibs!
We got like 4 more minutes until we can end it. So, any ending remarks we got?
Yes.
I'm cool keeping going.
Okay, we'll talk about some. Well, I don't know if I have the storage for it.
Oh, okay.
So, a few more minutes.
What happened to the rabbit that you had over there?
Rabbit?
Yeah.
What rabbit?
You had a pet rabbit over there.
What are you talking about?
In the cage. It was right in front of the bookshelf.
I think that's like definitely like you're tripping on.
Was there a couple months ago?
On the oxygen. You're tripping on the oxygen right now. No, I never had a bunny, dude. I don't have honey
boo
boo.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
I don't have honey boo boo. No, she's gone. It was I know you miss her. Him. What a.
It's still there.
Oh. I forgot they came back. Really? But I never had a bunny, dude.
Yeah, you did.
I know you just miss Honey Boo Boo. So.
Its name was.
Sally! Yeah, my pet bunny Sally that I totally had.
It was named Bastard.
Bastard's a dog, dude.
What's named Buster? Buster.
Buster from Toy Story 2. You know how in Toy Story 3 he's all fat and he's like.
Yeah, that's sad.
He like rolls over and he can't get up.
That is the worst character.
Come on, get up.
That is the worst character.
Buster from Toy Story 3. Remember, he's like all old now.
He's fat. He can't move. The dog.
In Toy Story. Because in Toy Story 1 and 2, Andy's like the same age, so he's younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's a teenager and Buster's like all old.
Yeah, and he gets up and he's like.
That's all fat.
Can't breathe.
Every step is fat, just fucking.
Yeah, because he can barely get down the stairs.
She'd just be put down, honestly.
We need to finish off Buster's character arc in Toy Story 5.
Seriously.
Yeah, let's see his death.
Buster?
let's see him turned into a Vienna hot dog. Vienna sausage.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Let's put some mustard on that dog and put it in between.
Let's slather up some mustard and slap it in between some butts.
Let's watch him get hit by a car.
Oh, poor little. He'll be chasing Buzz down the street and he'll get hit.
Dude, he's probably dead by now.
It's just to infinity and.
Or if it's how not, long he's is, really old.
How long does Toy Story 4 take after 3?
I don't know. A year? I don't know. I don't know the Toy Story timeline.
Yeah, you should.
Because Bonnie, how old is Bonnie?
She's like.
Did she grow up and they.
No, she's like still in elementary school or something.
Why'd all the toys get shipped off to that place. Oh, wait, no.
Remember, she's at the daycare, and then she... Oh. Andy gives the toys to her at the end.
Yeah, I know. She has the toys.
Yeah.
So what... Was it Woody that was trying to get out?
Like, Woody and Forky, the thing she made at Arts and Crafts, they, like, got lost.
Oh,
and then they ran like, into Bo Peep.
Yeah, they had to trek across the wherever, mm-hmm. and they had to get back to the toys. But then Woody was like, along the way, oh, I belong here.
Along the way, Woody was like, I love Bo Peep, and I must stay with her, so fuck my friends.
Yeah.
That's basically what he said.
He just said, fuck a homie, and I said,
Buzz, you've been my best friend all a few years now. So, see ya. I'm going with my man.
Bitch.
I'm leaving you for some pussy, man. I'm sorry.
That Bo Beep. That Bo Beep.
The Bo Bussy.
Yeah. Would he be in that? Good for him. I hope we don't see him in Toy Story 5.
Yeah. I hope his death is confirmed.
I hope they mutilate him on camera.
I hope he gets ripped apart by Buster. Or what's the dog's name?
Yeah, that's right, Buster.
By Buster.
Like I said, but he's probably dead.
Tommy?
Who?
The dog?
Tommy?
Tommy the dog?
Yeah, it's Andy's dog. They kill each other. Woody and
Woody kills Buster.
Yeah.
I think this is like Toy Story fanfiction you're writing.
This is where
Buster fights Walter and
and the Hulk crushes that family.
Yeah, and the Hulk and
the Optimus Prime
and it pans out as a burger. And it pans out as a Burger King commercial.
Grooming minors.
What? You just said that. Everyone's
that. You're obviously not in.
Yeah, you're not in.
You don't get it. Okay. I didn't just say that. It's a joke, Caden.
Okay, I think everyone's seen enough of us for this week.
Yeah, I'm sick of you guys right now.
Jerry,
we will all see you guys on the Minecraft realm tonight.
Goodbye.
Bye now.